How are you, Tim?
Fine. How are you doing, Tony?
I haven't talked to you in a while. Tell folks what Upjohn does.
Well, Upjohn is an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit research organization in Kalamazoo. It's been around since 1945, and we have a staff of economists who do research on labor market issues, not only in Michigan, but around the U.S., and for that matter, around the world.
What would you say the differences are between the Upjohn Institute and the Mackinac Center for Public Policy?
Well, the Mackinac Center is explicitly a conservative think tank that is focused on advocating a particular point of view, and the Upjohn Institute, which is fine. And the Upjohn Institute, as I said, tries to take a nonpartisan approach to issues. We're not trying to promote any particular political cause. We're trying to do research on labor market issues and trying to see what the facts indicate.
So what's your take on Mike Lefebvre's thought that the Mackinac Center, that the MEDC does not work and should be eliminated?
Well, I didn't hear exactly what he said, so I don't want to comment on what he said. I didn't hear. But, you know, we've done some evaluation of some of the MEDC's programs, particularly the one that people tend to focus on is the MEGA program, which is a large tax credit that can be awarded to either attract new jobs to Michigan or to retain new jobs. And so we tried to look at that credit and see, did the benefits outweigh the cost? Now, the program does cost money, and that has to be considered. It now is costing the state a little over $100 million a year. And, you know, been analyzing it, we concluded that, in fact, it had been pretty cost-effective in creating jobs, that per job year created, that the net cost was under $4,000 per job year created. And you can argue over how much what the social value is of creating an additional year of employment, but I think most people would think that $4,000 is less than what the social benefits are, economic benefits from one additional year of employment for Michigan residents. So, you know, we felt, and that was the case. We weren't assuming that every job, it's not the case that every time the state hands out one of these subsidies, it definitely tips the location decision. In fact, in our model, we assume that MEGA only tipped about 8% of the location decisions that it subsidized. I mean, in which respect, it's similar to other economic development programs around the country. I mean, unless you have a staff of mind readers at your state agency, you can never tell whether or not a given credit that you hand out is in fact tip the location decision. You can't read the minds of the corporate executives and only give the credit when it's absolutely necessary. So you're always going to have a lot of cases where the company would have located in Michigan anyway.
Well, Tim, there's the thought process out there that Michigan has been too generous with its tax credits, and that's reflected in the difficult challenges that state lawmakers have in trying to find funding for the budget.
Well, I mean, the thing is, what we found is that of the gross cost of MEGA, probably due to the jobs created, about two-thirds of it's offset by other offsets to the budget. So two-thirds of the cost are offset by either additional tax revenue you get by creating jobs or reduced need for public spending on welfare and other such programs when you do this. So there is still some cost, and as I said, we said the net cost per job created, that there are benefits. There, you know, we're creating jobs in Michigan. By our estimates, probably 18,000 jobs as of 2007, which was the last year we looked at it. And as I said, the net cost is less than $4,000 per job year created. So it's up to the public to decide, is it worth the benefit to have that cost? I mean, there's, you know, if your sole aim is to lower the budget and you don't really care about whether you're foregoing some jobs you could otherwise have, then I guess you could cut out MEGA. But on the whole, it would seem that if you can create a job for less than $4,000, that might be worth it.
By looking at the information that allowed you to make the projections, can you maybe look into your crystal ball and say that you could anticipate MEGA continuing to create jobs in this year as well as next year?
Well, yeah, I think Mega, you know, as I said, I think it's a reasonably well-designed program. There are things that could be improved in it. I think, you know, I think it could be targeted better at higher-wage companies with high multiplier effects. I think it could be a little bit more restricted in how the choices are made. They obviously need to, you know, there was a very prominent case where someone had a fraudulent application that was in the news some months back, and obviously need to be more careful about that. I mean, my honest opinion is all the states are doing this. There's a lot of talk about this now. My honest opinion is whoever's elected governor, even if they get rid of Mega, they'll replace it with something similar. I mean, that's my honest opinion what's going to happen. I mean, a lot of this is political rhetoric, or people are I mean, I don't think the Mackinac Center is. I mean, the Mackinac Center, I think, is very sincerely opposed to these on principle. In other words, they view this as interference with the free market, don't want to do it. But in terms of the politics of this, it's very difficult for a state to say they're not going to do this. You're in a competition with not only other states, but worldwide. It's very, very difficult to say we're not going to engage in that competition. And the reason is pretty simple. If you don't engage in the competition, you lose some jobs. Now, it's a separate issue as to whether or not the federal government should maybe regulate some of this. I mean, my honest opinion is that, you know, perhaps we had some federal regulation, we could improve on some of this. But given what we don't have that, we're not likely to have that, the question is, should Michigan as a state play a part in the same competitive game that all the other states are playing? And I think if we do it in a smart way, we probably should. It's probably in our best interest to do so.
Tim, what else can Michigan do to make it more of a player in creating jobs and making this a job-friendly, business-friendly state?
The things I've been advocating, I actually wrote a lengthy paper on this. It was delivered about a year ago, a little bit less than a year ago. You know, some of the things that could be done, I'm a big fan of customized job training as an incentive. There's a lot of evidence that you know, really the quality of your labor force is key, and customized job training program where you work with a company to help train the workers they need has proven to be, in many cases, a very powerful incentive both for locating and expanding business. The manufacturing extension services, which Michigan has one, and I think expanding that to some degree could be effective in helping. We need to figure out, you know, we have a lot of skills in Michigan. People forget, I mean, the fact that the auto industry has had problems, there are plenty of businesses that are engaged in bending metal and plastic in different ways for the auto industry. And a lot of those skills can be adopted to a wide variety of other markets. So, you know, I think we need to start figuring out how we can take some of our traditional strengths and reorient them to new markets, new products, new product designs that perhaps will promote job creation in the state.
Tim, I recently got into a debate with someone about manufacturing, and this individual thinks that we almost need to get away from manufacturing. And my thought was, we do it well, we just need to manufacture different things and products and goods that people need. What's your take on that?
Well, I think manufacturing is going to continue to play a significant role in the U.S. economy. Not as much of a role maybe as it did in the past. And certainly, Michigan has some strengths in this. I mean, for example, occupationally, Michigan has above-average occupational shares of industrial engineers, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, machinists, people dealing with machine tools. There's a wide variety of occupational strengths we have that other states don't have. And, you know, we do need to know how to learn how to exploit those occupational strengths. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be moving into other areas as well. Obviously, we need to also adapt to a service economy as well. But I think it'd be foolish to simply say manufacturing's day is over when Michigan has a comparative advantage in manufacturing. And we can, in fact, continue to have a viable manufacturing sector. Now, maybe not as much of this in the future will be auto-oriented. It may be oriented to different markets, but if you're taking metal and plastic and doing things with them, it doesn't have to just be autos.
Tim, how much does the struggles of Detroit affect the rest of the state?
I think it has a significant effect. I mean, if you go to anyone outside of Michigan, I mean, what's the first question you get? Where are you? How close are you to Detroit? I mean, for the rest of the country, Detroit is Michigan. I mean, I hate, you know, people may not recognize that. So how Detroit does has a great effect on the public image of the rest of the state. So, you know, in terms of economic development, you know, now obviously companies also look at the bottom line, but some of it is just based on perceptions. And a lot of the perceptions of the rest of the country are based upon Detroit. So whether people like it or not, if a stronger Detroit would definitely strengthen the national perception of where Michigan is going.
And Tim, before I let you go, Mid-Michigan here in Lansing is experiencing a little bit of a building boom downtown. I find it almost staggering to see what's going on over in Grand Rapids. What's caused that big growth spurt over there, especially with all the building downtown?
Well, I haven't looked at that specifically, so I guess I'm not really in a position to comment. I mean, obviously, a lot of the state, as I said, I mean, part of you can explain much of what's gone on in the state of Michigan since 2000 to the problems of the auto industry, and the areas of the state that have been less affected by that have done better. And then, of course, recently, of course, the Detroit Three are starting to come back a little bit, which I think is affecting things.
All right, Tim, always enjoy talking with you. He is with the Upjohn Institute. And for people who want to read all the great information that you have, Tim, how do they do that?
If you go to upjohn.org and you're interested, www.upjohn.org, you can click on our publications list, and we have a variety of books we publish as well as working papers. And if you're interested in some of the topics I talk about, you can click on my name, and I have some papers on what Michigan can do to improve its economy. I have a number of papers on preschool, which we didn't really talk about today, but I'm a big advocate of preschool as a way to boost the economy.
You know what? We're going to talk about that soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Okay. Bye.